Hare Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sah Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay. So page 89. Sixth principle of surrender. Bhakti Anukul Matra Karyera. Matra Karyera. Acceptance of activities favorable to pure devotional service. Song 1. I will execute with utmost care those activities favorable to your pure devotional service. I will feel fondness for those things in this world which are conducive to pure devotion. And with my senses I will engage them in your service. I will carefully listen to all discussions concerning you. And the satisfaction of my eyes will be to behold your divine abode. I will nourish my body with the sacred remnants of your food, and I will smell the sweet scent of tulsi leaves adorning those offerings. With my hands I will always execute your service, and I will forever dwell at that place where you abide. I will employ my desires in your devotional service, and will show my anger to those who are envious of you. In this way, may all of my propensities and emotions earn spiritual potency by being favorably dovetailed in your interest. Anything I do which gives pleasure to your devotee, I will embrace as conducive to your devotional service. Bhaktivinod knows neither religion nor irreligion. He simply prays that all his activities be favorable for pure devotion unto you. So, the point comes is it's not what's religious, what's irreligious, you know, what's good or bad, what's right or wrong. It's what's favorable for Krishna. Right? That's the actual viewpoint. If we're thinking that something is good or bad on its own, then that consciousness is actually not pure. It may be nice, it may be good, it may be pious, may be noble, may be respected, but it's not what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about here. It's still mundane. We always have to remember mundane has two sides, a good side and not good side. Right? But both are mundane. You know, probably it's like the cow dung patty. You know, it's dry and it's wet, but in any case it's still a cow dung patty. Doesn't matter if it's wet or dry. So the same way as the material world, there's nice aspects, there's not nice aspects. Difficulty is we'll take it that, you know, God is good, so anything good is God, so therefore things that are good, you know, that they have a goodness that stands on its own. Right? So the difficulty is seeing what's good not connected to the Lord. So we feel if I'm just being nice, I'm being good, I'm being honest, I'm being truthful, I'm being straightforward, I'm being considerate, then that's good. It's Krishna conscious. No, it's not. It's just nice. It's just materially nice. Right? So his point is I don't know religion or irreligion. All I know is what's favorable to Krishna, what's not favorable to Krishna. That's how we judge it. That view then, one will actually be satisfied. Then one can become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, the other way, it's nice, it's good. So many people are nice and good. And all of them will stay here in the material world. So if that's what one wants, hey, that's easy to do. Right? The devotional, that's the tough one. It's easy to be nice. Right? So his point here is that then now it's everything he will, with utmost care. That means there's, it's not being done because it's a rule. It's being done because it's favorable to Krishna. You like Krishna, you like those things that are connected to Krishna. Right? So this element, that care, that attention, that's what's important here. Right? Not that, okay, here's the rules and all that, so this is what I'm going to do. But his utmost care is actually favorable for your pure devotional service. Right? So his fondness, right, means you have feelings of fondness. You like this, you like that. So anything that's good for pure devotional service, I'll be fond towards that. So that will be connected. My feelings of effect will be anything that's connected to Krishna, that's favorably connected, that'll be there. The senses will engage in the service, right? So that fondness is there, the engagement of the senses. It'll be what's favorable. He'll listen to all the discussions. So the hearing process is there. The eyes will be to behold the divine abode. Right? So then eyes are engaged like that. Nourishes body with remnants of food. So the tasting, the eating process. Smell the sweet scent of the tulsi leaves adorning those offerings. Right? So hands will be doing service. He will live. Where some place connected with the Lord, like that. His desires will be in devotional service. What he'll want to do, right? His anger will be towards those who are opposed to devotional service. And this way, all the different activities will be connected, right? What we see is that basically it's our utmost care, right? That element is because. If you like Krishna, then you would like what anything connected with him. Right? That's the idea. That means how do you have it? That means what's a cult? It's a name for it. Something comes out, it becomes very popular. Then the whole business comes up, selling things that are connected with that popular person or
franchise.
Hmm?
A franchise.
It's a franchise, but the things themselves, huh?
Trend,
but I think it's all, it means paraphernalia, but I think there's a, merchandise, yeah, all these different things.
Accessories.
It's all these different things. Something comes out, they like it, you know, and then they have a doll of that, and then they have a purse of that, and then they have, you know, all the different things like this, and, you know, it's just everything happens. This whole market comes up because it's connected. Does that make sense? So it's very, we say, oh, this is, you know, no, this is normal. The point is that it's being done not connected to Krishna. Whatever is, you feel valuable, then everything connected to that you're looking for. Right? So here it's that whatever's favorable to Krishna, then you're going to do the same thing, but it's all connected there. So it's normal. Right? In other words, what living entities do in this material world is normal for living entities, the principle of it. The problem is that it's being misdirected at something that's not connected to Krishna. That's why it gets so weird, right? It's all connected to Krishna, then that common point, there'll be variety within it, but it's all compatible. Does that make sense? But the difficulty comes is that on the material platform, the mentalities are so different, it's not actually compatible. Does that make sense? It's just like, even you take an extreme case, you have the Vrajavasis and the Dwarkavasis together at Kurukshetra. But service to Krishna goes on, they deal, etiquette, everybody deals properly with each other, there's very nice exchange, but their moods are very, very different. But because Krishna is the center, it still works. Right? You don't get the maximum from it, but it still works. Does that make sense? But in the material world, then all the different affections are so different that they don't work with each other. Does that make sense? Right? You know, it's just so different. It just is not going to, it's not compatible.
And they're also not stable?
They're also not stable because the modes of nature, they'll constantly change. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you have, you know, some kind of music and then somebody, you know, adjust it a little bit and, you know, then add some electricity to it and then, you know, like that, and then they add some distortion to it, and then they add some more distortion to it, and then they add that it's out of key, and then they think, you know, and then they, you know what I'm saying, until there is no sense of melody at all. And then, you know, it just keeps going. Then after a while, then people get tired of that, and then they add some melody back into it. You know, so it just goes like that. It's just, you know, so everything's like that, you know. So his idea is now, anything I do which gives pleasure to your devotee, I'll embrace as conducive to your devotional service, because the devotees are what's important to Krishna. So it makes the devotees happy, then that one would be endeavoring for, right? So this is that's the this element of accepting what's favorable, right? So this is not I'm taking whatever I'm doing and connecting it to Krishna. This is looking what's actually directly favorable. You understand? Mm-hmm. Same principle, right? But the approach is different. It's not that I'm taking something that I like and I'm connecting it to Krishna. This is looking at what's actually favorable for pure devotion, and I'm doing those activities. Does that make sense? Rather than taking activities that don't necessarily have anything to do with Krishna, but I'm connecting it to Krishna because I understand Krishna is everything, and he's entered into everything. So I'm finding that point. But it doesn't. Pure devotion means when it's favorable to Krishna. Krishna conscious means it's connected to Krishna. But pure devotion means it's favorable to Krishna. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Because we have to remember is that the consciousness of Krishna, then that's important, but unless it's favorable, then it's, you know what I'm saying? So when it's partially favorable, partially not, then it's mixed. So he's talking here about those things that are directly favorable. So he's distinguishing. You know, so that naturally means anything else is you're connecting, and then slowly it brings it to the platform. So that's why that I've taken whatever my position and connected to the Lord, then it's not that, well, that's good enough. You know what I'm saying? We always have to remember that mediocrity is not good enough. Right? It may work. It may be practical. But, you know, excellence works better and is more practical. So it's just a matter of standards, right? So we start from wherever we are, but we always have to keep in mind that there is more, right? If we're dealing with unlimited, means there's always more, right? That's, we always have to remember. Yes, it's a feature, yes. It's a, Song 3. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. While service to the Vaishnav is itself, to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection, as well as the root of the tender creeper of divine love. I observe with great care the holy days commemorating the pastimes of Lord Madhava, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. All those places where my Lord Gaurasunda travels for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. My mind never ever longs for the opportunity to hear the music of the mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachanda, my heart dances in ecstasy. Beholding the deity forms of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, I feel the greatest joy. By honoring the Lord's prasad, I conquer over all worldly illusions. Gokula Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship of Lord Hari taking place. When I see the Ganga, that river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Madhava. By tasting the green leafy preparation named Shak, a great favorite of Lord Gaurangas, I consider life worthwhile. Whatever Bhakti Vinod attains that is favorable for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest of joy. So we see here is that the mood, you know, of pleasing the Lord, that favorableness to the Lord, is the prominence, not a rule, right? means rules are there, but rules are there only because it distinguishes what is favorable and what's not. That's all. That's why the rule is there. Otherwise, we don't know. Right? If one's on the platform of pure devotion, then one knows. Right? Because you'll associate with other pure devotees and they'll teach you. Right? But, you know, how you say, life is short and memory is shorter. So it's all written down. So there's rules, right? But the point is the mind, the mood is actually the main point. Does that make sense? So always there's this balance between, you know, it's either it's the mood and no rules, or it's just rules and we don't get sentimental. No, the point is it's your the mood is there within the framework. Right? That's the point. Because otherwise then, in the company of loving devotees, then it's got to be all, you know, just all sentimental. No, loving means is they have affection for Krishna. And therefore they have affection for the devotees. But it's based on the devotional principle, not on anything mundane. Not that they're nice, they're good, they're sweet, they're wonderful. Those may be there. Those are manifestations. But it's not because they're that, that's what makes it good. It's because they have affection for Krishna and the devotees. That's what makes it special. It's different. Does that make sense? Yeah. So here, dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee, conducive, right? And then by serving devotees, then that's the supreme perfection. Right? So we have to remember is that all facilities, all money, all organization is all so that we can associate with devotees and take advantage of that association. If we think that it's for some other purpose, we miss the point. Right? So everything that's being done is to please Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. There isn't something else like that. So if the devotees are happy, then we're happy. So that can be worked towards. But because they're devotees, right? Not because they're kids or their family or their friend. It's because they're devotees. Does that make sense? It doesn't mean that they're not in the form of family and friends. But the point is that it's that they're devotees that makes it special, right? Then that endeavor is worthwhile, right? Then carefully observing the days commemorating Madhava's pastimes, right? So it's that it pleases him rather than it's just a bunch of rules. Right? And so, you know, have, you know, say, okay, it's Janmashtami, I'm going to chant 64 rounds, I'm going to drink any water, I'm going to do all this, and why are you doing this? It's because it's tough, it's mean, it's cool. You know, it's just, you know, no, the point is that it pleases Krishna. You want to do something special for Krishna. That's what's the nice thing. Not that I'm, you know, really strictly following the rules, or, oh, it's so much trouble, we have to fast, or, you understand all these things? So, someone's very enthusiastic about it, because there's so many more rules, and it's, you know, it could be more, you know, yeah, you know, like that. You know, and then the other one is, oh, no, here we go again, another fast, another, you know. You understand? No, but he's bringing out another whole mentality that, it's no, it's because it's connected to Krishna, that's why it's special. Right? So then we'll observe it how much, according to our position, what we can do. Like that. We fast more, fast less, you know, chant more, chant, whatever it is, do some special service or anything. Like that. Like that. Dwelling places because it's connected with, to Krishna. So it's not because it's, you know, economically viable or it's a more peaceful or it's, you know, how you say, you know, you don't have to worry that the, you know, the bloods or the cribs are going to drive by and you're going to be a mushroom, you know, like that. So, does that make sense? It's always funny how there's different things you can say. A couple of devotees will get it and everyone else is just sitting with this blank look. You know, and you say some other thing and then a different group and they're laughing. You know, so. I guess that's the meaning of having a how you say it, international community. Yeah. You know, so.
Whereas you're probing to know our cultural background.
No, no. It's just funny is that it comes up and then you say it, but it's like, you know, most of it, just what I mentioned, that was Watts, that's L.A. So unless you knew that, then it wouldn't mean anything, you know. Neither the Bloods nor the Crips, or neither of what a mushroom is, you know. Mushroom is you have a guy from the other, you know, the guy from the Crips, they have a problem. The guy from the Blood is there walking down the street. They drive by in the car and they shoot him. But, you know, they're not marksmen, you know, they're just one shot. You know, they'll really go for it. Now, he's there, but there's also four or five other civilians there. But that they're not worried about. Those are mushrooms. You know, they just happen to be there, you know. And so then, you know, yeah, we got them in, you know, five mushrooms. You know, so it's like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, so, like that. So that's the point. So some will, some even having explained that are all still going, what's he talking about?
I'm just happy I'm not from that culture.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people are happy they're not from that culture. Okay. Okay, so where Lord Chaitanya traveled past times, the nose will always be, he'll visit. You know, so anything in connection with the Lord, living in his place, visiting his place, associating with his devotees, like that, then hearing the music of the Mridanga, kirtan, the kind of kirtan ordained, you know, so even it's that element of, you know, being sung with the emphasis on that devotional element and all that. It can also mean the form is given by the acharyas, like that, you know, so we always have to know something that we say we do for preaching, but it's not necessarily that's what we prefer. Does that make sense? Then beholding the deities, he's happy by Prashad. And then, you know, the Ganga is connected to the Lord, disseminated from the lotus feet of the Lord. So in other words, all these things are what you call Uddipan. Right? The other was how the senses are going to be engaged. Here it's like all those things that remind you of the Lord. You understand? So both, you have both, all these different angles are being taken. Yes.
Can we say that when the pure devotees, they serve Krishna, their type of Krishna, I don't know how to say conditioning or whatever, their particular nature, it helps in the pastimes, and our conditioning stands in the way. Because the way we do things in accordance to the moon, like we do things in a particular way because we like it this way, so we think it's pleasing, even though it's in the
yeah, no, see the conditioning is, see, it means there's two aspects of the conditioning, the mentality that God has conditioned, then there's the manifestation, the external manifestation, you know, or the facilities that the soul has on the gross and subtle platform. Right, so the body, the senses, the mind, the intelligence. So, pure devotion means we give up the conditioned mentality. Right? But the facilities, it doesn't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what varna, what ashram it is. That doesn't make it more or less favorable. Right? Sudama Vipra, that was favorable. He had nothing. Ambarish Maharaj had everything. But in either case, that it's favorable. It doesn't. Does that make sense? So what changes is the mentality that one has, because the conditioned mentality is I'm the center, while the devotional is Krishna is the center. Does that make sense? So what makes it better is that Krishna is the center. So it has nothing to do with the background and that, because in the spiritual platform, as everyone has a different nature, therefore it manifests a different form and situations, right? But there, because the mentality is favorable to Krishna, then all those situations are automatically, right? So if you take, so the main point is that if you take, if the mentality is there, then whatever facilities you have, then that will be connected. You can connect that. Does that make sense? You can always find something. Does that make sense? Yeah. Is that, yeah? Yes, and then by tasting the spinach like that, then the favor, a great favor of Lord Gauranga, I consider life worthwhile, right? So therefore, those things that Lord Chaitanya liked, those are especially nice. Right? That makes sense.
So, Maharaj, we see that now there's a very strong switch or that now is what Krishna likes, that the devotee really likes.
Switch means?
I mean, from or on that level, that it seems that the devotee is strictly relishing what he relishes is exactly what Krishna relishes.
Yeah, but it's not because it's Vedic or that it's the rule or like that. It's that Krishna likes it. That's why. The rule is there is because Krishna likes it. You know, it's like Krishna likes to get up in the Brahma Muhurta and take his bath early. That's what he does. So that's why in the deity worship, then the deity is woken up in the Brahma Muhurta and he has his bath. It's because that's how he likes it. Right? So it's a matter of just going that the rule is there, but it's Krishna's, what pleases Krishna, what he likes to do, then that's what we like to connect ourselves with. So it has that very personal element to it. Yes.
So this devotee is not even a rule. It's just a belief.
It's not a rule. I mean, the rule is just then is there because that's what Krishna likes.
So for this devotee, you would just relish this information, yes. This knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not that you don't know it's a rule, but it's that doesn't matter. You're not doing it because, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like, let's say someone is, you know, has been going their life and on their own, and then they see that everybody else is, you know, married and has kids and they have these relationships, and it seems to create some more fulfillment in their life, and so they never thought about it. They weren't worried. They were into their career or, you know, whatever they were into. And so, you know, they talked to a few friends and they say, yeah, I know the family, you know, especially kids, you know, you really sacrifice and all the interaction. So they decide, okay, so then, you know, I could, you know, start off, not get too far up. You know, I'm not going to adopt anyone, but I could, you know, maybe have, you know, foster kids because that the government's always looking for homes like that. So then he goes out and buys, you know, parenting for dummies, right? You know, so then in there, then it says that, you know, you have to be nice to them, you know. So then, okay, he's trying to be nice because the book says so, you know, like that. And then he has to look up, you know, what was nice mean, you know, like that, you know, so like that. And so then there it's because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Here it's that he likes doing it. This is actually the meaning of spontaneous devotional service. Right? It means we'll create our own concept of that. But spontaneity means you like doing it. You're naturally attracted to doing it. But what you're attracted to is the rule. So it's not that it's a problem. You know, the one note, but it's just that it you're catching more the mood of it rather than simply the rule. The rule is the form, right? The mood is what you're trying to catch. That's the essential. Yes.
So this is because the absorption in the chit shakti is now complete.
The absorption in the chit shakti is complete.
That the devotee is.
That means. Because the chit will mean there's knowledge, there's activity, but the thing is it's also mixed with the hladini, so then there's the devotion, right? That would come up. So it would be that, you know, you just see everything connected to the Lord. But here what he's bringing out is that mood of that favorableness because it's connected to the Lord, therefore you want to be involved in anything that's connected to the Lord. right? So it's not that, okay, well, you know, spinach is, you know, the Bengali thing, Lurchitani likes Bengali, so we'll cook, you know, like that. That's where you start. But then it comes as that, well, spinach is nice because Lurchitani likes it. Right? Just like, where one runs into a difficulty is, okay, why are you doing that? Because I like it. Right? So on the material platform, that's good enough. You know, like let's say, you have a friend and you're doing something that may be considered very more, you know, fanatically devotional, okay? And so then your friend will go, why are you doing that? You know, isn't that fanatic and this and that? You don't have to go so far. You know, you can also do like this and that. And you'll be arguing in like this, that you can go on for hours, right? But if you simply say, oh, why are you doing that? I like it. That's it. There's nothing more to say. You know, I like it. Yes, a strong argument. I like it is supreme, right? You know. So the point is here, the I like it is coming from the devotional platform rather than the material platform. Right. So that's what we're trying to do, is get from I like doing the material activity to I like doing the spiritual activity. But I like doing the material because it's connected to my pleasure. I like doing the spiritual because it's connected to Krishna's pleasure. Right? So the problem's not the I like it part. The problem is you know, why do you like it? I like it because I like it, or I like it because Krishna likes it. It's something to start with, and then if you keep saying it long enough, maybe you'll believe it.
That's called
Vaidhi. It's practice, you know, sadhana, practicing liking it by saying you like it even though you don't like it, but by saying you like it, then you slowly convince yourself, so yeah.
Could you speak a little bit on that principle of liking and not liking as far as kirtan is concerned?
Liking and not liking as far as kirtan is concerned. The point is that one has an attraction for the holy name, and that's good. But one should also be able to... You have the etiquettes and the sensitivities to see that, you know, that the environment and everything that is going on is also, you know, it works. So that one is very enthusiastic in the kirtan, one likes being in the kirtan, that's good. So anything else is secondary. But you could also notice that, you know, beating on the mridanga till you punch a hole in it, or, you know, banging on the wampers till they crack, you know, or, you know, just that you just start the kirtan, you're banging the kartals as loud and as fast as you can, you know, and something like that. So, I mean, you're absorbed. You like being in the kirtan, you're absorbed, all the senses, all your activities, so that's good. But there's also the thing is, you know, the guy next to him, you know, it's not normal that during kirtan someone sticks their fingers in their ears. So why is he doing that? You know, is it some, you know, some non-devotional aberration here, or is it that I'm playing the kartals too loud? You try to... But naturally, if one is free from false ego, as you become purified, these things will be... You'll pick them up. If the false ego is there, you know, and therefore there's an identity, then and the identity is not necessarily a servant, then you may do things nicely, but they may not match the situation. Does that make sense? Right. Song 4. The cottage in the grove on the bank of Radhakund, the great Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Yamuna River, the Kusum Sarovar Lake, the Manasa Ganga Stream, the daughter of Mount Kalinda, the Yamuna River, and her many waves, the Vamsivat banyan tree, the town of Gokula, the holy place Dira Samira, the trees and creepers and reeds of Vrindavan, the different places of birds and different varieties of birds and deer, the cooling breeze from the Malaya Mountains, the peacocks, the bumblebees, the pastimes of the low-pitched Murali flute, the high-pitched Venu flute, the buffalo horn bugle, the footprints of the Lord and his consort in the dust of Braja, the wreaths of blackish rain clouds, springtime, the moon, the conch shell, and the kartals. All these I know to be very favorable for the blissful pastimes of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. I recognize them as transcendental stimulants, udipan, for intensifying the Lord's charming pastimes. I refuse to go anywhere if these stimulants of devotional service are not there, for to abandon them is to abandon life itself. Bhaktivinoda says, "Please hear me, O Kana. All the things that stimulate remembrance of you are the very source of my life." Right, so here is, then we have the element of we're taking what we are doing, the situations we're in, connecting that to the Lord. Then there's the element of here what is connected to the Lord that we're inspired by. Does that make difference? You understand me? Is that we're not starting from ourselves, we're starting from Krishna. So therefore these are all very, very special. So we're not discussing here the point that, no, but then, you know, we're preaching, so we have to be... No, we're not discussing those points. We're not trying to establish that it's all right to be in the material environment. What we're saying is here's the mentality is that he's accepting those things that are favorable to the point that the things that are connect that would be important to us because of our conditioning, that's not a consideration anymore. Right? Because I'm conditioned in this way, and so I connect those things to Krishna and make them favorable. We're talking about that's not the method anymore. Now I'm looking at what is just pleasing to Krishna. What is it he likes? So all these things that he mentioned, these are very favorable for the pastimes of the Lord. The Lord having his pastimes, not for me to become purified, for me to become uplifted, to give up my material consciousness. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what's just favorable for the Lord. Right? And so he's brought his acceptance or appreciation of what's favorable to the point of he's starting with the Lord. Right? This is meant by the Sarvadharmam Parityaja. You start with the Lord, not start with yourself and then surrender that to Krishna. That's called renunciation. You start with the Lord and what's favorable to him. That's what you do. You understand? So both are devotional service, but one is higher than the other. Yes. Like that. So therefore, he said, I refuse to go anywhere if these stimulants of devotional service are not there. In other words, he's not going to go somewhere on his own. Right? Does that make sense? Devotees are moving around. Like, you know, I've talked to a few devotees, and by the time they've come to Mayapur, you know, they're telling me, wow, you know, it's like, you know, hopefully this is the last time, you know, it's like in the last, you know, so many years, I've moved 30 times. You know, and it's not uncommon. Like that. Wild, no? Yeah, that's why the Nishkramana samskar is important. The Nishkramana samskar means after the child's born, then the mother stays in one place for 3 months. Like that. If you do that, then the child will be able to live in one place for their whole life. If you don't do Nishkramana, the tendency is as much you move around, then that the kid has to move, will move around. That's, yeah, so. So another, so the, how do you get into that? Yes, so we're moving around because it's favorable to us. It means we'll connect that to Krishna. You know, but the consideration is, okay, it's cheaper to be here, or there's a better school for our kid here, or, you know, all these different things like that. And we're looking at it from that platform. But those things are connected to the Lord, right? So then that's nice, that's good. But the difficulty here, it means, but the point here is he says, I'm not going to do that unless it's connected to the Lord. It's not that, you know, the considerations of my need and the family and this and that, that's the prominent element. No, it's just that it's favorable to Krishna. You understand? We have to catch the principle here. Right? Right? Then there's the element that, you know, everywhere Lord Chaitanya went, if there was a forest, it was Vrindavan. If there's a river, it's the Jamuna, right? If they see people, they're devotees, you know, like this. That's another thing. Then that means you don't see something else. It's not like you see the material and then you connect it, engage it. You understand? Here it's just, you just see everything. It just, everything becomes Udipan for remembering the Lord. Yeah, it means it's just direct. Because why is it? Why would somebody be in a particular material situation? Because his own desires, his own needs. You know what I'm saying? You know, one's in family life not because that's the most favorable situation for being connected to Krishna. It's not that, you know, the family is, you know, when you see the family, then, you know, the children remind you of Krishna and the cowherd boys, and the elders remind you of, you know, Mother Jashoda and Nanda Baba. That's not the reason you're getting married. Oh, I want to get married because then I'll always be able to remember Krishna and his pastimes, because all these different aspects, you know, when I see the house, I think of Nanda Bhavan, and, you know, when I, you know, that's not the one's getting married because of one's own considerations, right? But if they're, because everything's Krishna, you connect it to Krishna, then it's glorious. But the point is there's a difference between starting with yourself and connecting it. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you're starting with yourself means you don't see it in connection to Krishna. Then you're correcting that lack of vision by connecting it. So it's done. But what we're talking here is that you put yourself in a situation where whatever is there is not that you have to connect it. It's already connected. You know, Dira Samira is already connected. Yamuna River is already connected. You know, where Kusum Sarov is already connected. So you put yourself in those places because they're favorable to Krishna. The other is you situate yourself according to your occupation. But we've already discussed that. So now what we're discussing is the mood. Does that make sense? So it just naturally goes as that you have taken your situation and connected it to the Lord, and by doing that regularly and consistently, then you get that taste for everything connected to the Lord. So you stop looking at it that way and look at what is favorable to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that the situation changed. You know, one's still the grihastha, one's still with the family, what's changed is one's view of it, that it didn't start with you, it's just you start with Krishna. Does that make sense? So that's what's so it's just showing how it just goes through very nicely. Right.
So Maharaj, this
Krishna
consciousness, is it something which is above sadhana, or is it also something which can be brought into sadhana? Is it the result of sadhana, or is it also part of sadhana?
I mean, you'd have to say it's both, because chanting Hare Krishna is the process, but it's also the goal. You know, so always being absorbed in Krishna, it's, you know, in the beginning it's a practice. Like upaya bhakti means it's a practice. Phala bhakti means it's just natural. Right? So in other words, upaya bhakti, it's the process. Phala bhakti, it's the goal. Does that make sense? It means not goal means to obtain. It means you're already at the goal.
And the situation where it's discussed, when, you know, everything is Krishna. So
that's another thing. Here he's talking about, we're not talking that aspect, that philosophical, that we're looking at it, Krishna's everywhere. So here he's looking at it, those things that are directly connected, I'm going to keep myself there. So I'm not going to situate myself somewhere else. You know, he says here, I refuse to go anywhere if these stimulants of devotional service are not there. Not that I've created those stimulants. Or not that by my vision I'm seeing them as stimulants.
So he's speaking about the actual, not him, I'm not seeing.
Yeah, no, he's talking about being there. I mean, you know, it's natural. Why would one want to live on Houston for the rest of one's life, you know, like that? You know, so it's like, you know, I mean, okay, there's nice artwork on this side of the building there, but you know, I'm saying it's not quite the same, you know, like that. I mean, okay, you know, the Palindas, they live on the backside of Govardhan, and they come around, they, you know, are involved in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Problem is we're only seeing the aboriginals where, you know, where is Radha and Krishna, you know, like that. So it will be a weakness. Does that make sense? Laura Brank looks. That house, and that was New York. That's the other side. Like that. And then if you go south of Houston, then it's Soho.
Okay.
That I know. So, like that. So, see, you got that one. And, you know.
Is Houston different from Houston?
No. But you don't say Houston, you say Houston.
Oh, you actually say Houston?
No, just that street's called Houston. But the city in Texas is called Houston. That's the confusing part. Why? I have no idea. I'm sure that there's somebody who can tell you exactly why it is. But, yes.
So this, concerning this surrendering process, it means the desire to... is the main thing.
Desire is the main thing, yeah.
And this can be developed at any time.
It can be developed at any time. See, situation is not actually, because we have to understand the situation is not the cause. It's the desire. Right? Because, you know, the demons were in Vrindavan, so they're well situated. Right? They're thinking of Krishna, they're interacting with Krishna. They're in the association of the Vaishnavas, right? But because of their mentality is not right, they didn't really get what you call devotional benefit, right? So the situation is not the cause, but the situation could be favorable, right? So here he's talking about only being in that situation that's favorable, but the mood is there, so that mood is being nourished. So, if one has a proper attitude, it doesn't matter where one's situated. Right? So, but that doesn't mean that, okay, it's okay to be in any situation. We're applying this meaning at any stage in the process, one may get this benefit. Or, let's say, however one's situated, it doesn't matter what varna or what ashram, one can be dealing on this level. Like that. Does that make sense? Then you take it back into sense of preaching, so therefore then all these different situations. But then, does that make sense? Yes.
But such a devotee's internally is always in Vrindavan.
Yes, it's always in Vrindavan. In other words, for preaching, one's in the city, but if it was up to you, you'd be in Vrindavan. Like that means for your own, yourself, you'd be in Vrindavan. Not that you'd rather be in the West, or facilities are better, or, you know, like this or that, or you don't get so sick, or no, that wouldn't be the consideration. You'd be in Vrindavan because it has all the Uddipan is there. Right? So it's not a consider one's own consideration. Does that make sense? Because much of the time, you know, we're preaching somewhere because we prefer there. You know what I'm saying? The person preaches in this part of the world because he prefers that. Does that make sense?
So, if I'm walking down Houston and I cross that broken bridge, that water under there, I think, hey, the moon. Is that Uddipan or is it, am I connecting?
No, Uddipan means stimulant. Right. So anything can be a stimulant. It's just a matter of, what it means, if it is the Jamuna, then that should naturally come. But if it's not the Jamuna, but it reminds you of the Jamuna, which reminds you of Krishna, then it's the same thing. You know? It means the gopis are seeing the tamal trees, so they're black, right? So then they remember Krishna. Does that make sense? So then, Uddipan just means stimulant, whatever causes that. So we're not discussing that the person's, you know, advanced or seasoned in a way that everything becomes a stimulant. We're talking about, as his own preference, one would rather be in the association of the direct stimulants because they remind him of Krishna. But for preaching, we may you know, go anywhere and do any, you know, at any situation. This is a different point. This is talking about the mentality of accepting what's favorable to Krishna. Does that make sense? Yes.
Why is the mood of the pure devotees that they are doing nothing to please Krishna?
Why is their attitude on doing nothing to please Krishna? Oh, well, being because you have the element is we're only assisting those who are pleasing Krishna in any case. So Krishna's pleasure is coming because we assisted the Vaishnavas, which he likes, and they know how to please Krishna. So we're not actually the one pleasing Krishna. So. Anything else on? Yes.
Mars, is it favorable then for the conditioned soul to try and connect things? Like in Bhagavad Gita it says, you know, the sun is Krishna.
Yeah. It means anything. The point is once the ideal is one sees Krishna everywhere and in everything. Right? So then all these are techniques how to practice that. Does that make sense? So all of it all works. Right?
At some stage then when we're thinking, feeling and willing, the mind it will become devotional.
If one's in the association of devotees and that's what you want, then yes. If that's not what one wants, then no. Right? Okay. Yes.
So in other words, it's desires is this central feature.
Mm-hmm.
So desire is by association?
Yes, by association. Because, why desire? Because that's the only thing the living entity can do. Mm-hmm. Means if you say, I did something, the only thing you can really say I did was desire. Right? All other activity in the conditioned state is carried out by the modes of nature. Right? So desire is the exclusive, independent... how do you say? Yeah. So if the desire is towards Krishna, then Yoga Maya arranges that it develops for Krishna. If it's not towards Krishna, then Mahamaya arranges, in the other direction. So the whole point is that the Swarup Shakti is arranging. It's just a matter of which form she arranges it through, which manifestation, Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. That's all. So here is that we're taking the mood that we're accepting everything, what's favorable being in these places because it's favorable, and that then makes it nice for Krishna. Right? Yes? No? Kind of. Maybe. A little bit.
Significantly.
Okay, so that ends the Nectar Devotion study.
Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jainataya Gaurav Vrindavan ki.